I second.
I have to make a motion, so be it. I'll take a second from Councilwoman Foreman. My dear, I have a motion on the floor by Chairman Waller, seconded by Councilwoman Foreman, to come out of executive session. Could I have a roll call, please?
Councilman Reddickel?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
With that, we're back in order. I'd like to ask that, is there any motions that need to be made that's coming out of executive? I'd like to go to Councilman Redcorn.
Yes, Chairman, thank you. I'd like to make a motion, subject to the availability of funds in the budget, that the Natural Gas Committee work with the Osage Nation Procurement Office to procure a gas consultant to accompany the next gas metering inspection conducted by the BIA.
I'll second his motion.
Second. I have a motion by Councilman Redcorn, second by Councilwoman Harlan. Is there any other discussion? Call for the question, please.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Reddickel?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Yes, out of executive, I'd like the council to make another motion, please.
Mr. Chair, before we move on.
Yes.
I will volunteer to assist Mr. Redcorn in actually writing out that resolution.
Resolution, thank you, as discussed in executive. With that, I'd like to go into the other item. It's over the restricted, yes, Councilman.
Yes, then Councilman. It's been, the Osage Mineral Council has been aware of a shareholder that has a situation with restricted status.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, even though the Osage Mineral Council does not have these abilities, we do have the ability to voice our concern. And we request the other entities of the Osage Nation to do the same. And that is to ensure that this one specific shareholder has those restrictions to remain as a restricted property. And that all other areas where this question is of concern comes up, we emphatically want our restricted status with our members, Osage shareholders, head writers, to remain in restricted status.
In form of a motion, I need a second.
I'll second, and I'll assist in the writing of that resolution.
As discussed in executive.
Approved.
Council, are you good with that? Hearing no objections, discussion, please.
Thank you, Chair. I didn't say anything a while ago because I've seen these situations before. And it's very important that, our people stick to their restricted status, It's a good example. My dad was a gentleman under guardianship for years, and he couldn't get out from under guardianship. My father helped him get out from under guardianship. It took about 3-4 years to do that, and this was in the 60s. And he finally got out from under guardianship and got his land back, even his head back. So it's a very, very sensitive situation. It really is. So my dad, we counted on my dad helping all the years, and he did. So now we're playing that part ourselves now. Back in those days, they would just get some special counsel members to help them get the particular situation. So it's very important to keep on this.
Thank you. Yes, Councilman.
Chair Waller, I'd like to make a motion.
No, we have one on the floor, point of order.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were prompting
me. With hearing no more discussion, call for the question, please.
Chairman Waller?
I would vote yes, and it's in support of our Osage shareholder because of the restricted status and the sovereignty issue at stake. And I just want to tell you is that I'm one of those people that that's what our folks said. In compliance, that we are keeping it generic for a reason. Thank you.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. With that, I'd entertain the other item that was taken into the executive session.
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman, you're...
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to exclude any mention of internal personnel matters in our newsletter.
I'll second that.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Foreman, seconded by Councilman Rebar. Is there any other discussion?
Yes.
Council.
I think that the councilwoman probably ought to be more explicit in her resolution to say that we're not going to talk about any personnel is pretty broad. And so if there's something in particular she wants to keep out, she should be explicit about it.
Council.
We discussed this in our executive session, and it is a personnel matter. We talked about the fact that we did make a motion when we came in. We never discussed personal matters in public.
Council.
Thank you, Chairman. In the event that this ends up in our newsletter, I'd like it to be under a category of cartoons or the gossip section. Thank you.
As a second, I'll adhere to it, but we're going to stop that now. Would you like to add anything before I call for the question? Mm-hmm. Call for the question. And repeat the actual motion.
Motion to exclude any personnel matters from the newsletter.
Thank you, Cole.
Second Chair Gates?
No.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
No.
Councilwoman Harlan?
No.
Councilman Redcorn?
Abstain. I'm not sure if I have the authority to do this.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
No.
Motion fails.
Thank you. With that, I'd like to finish up my old business under item number 7A, Universal Field Service. Council.
There are a couple of things that we did not talk about that I think we're going to require motions out of executive. The first being the 1/6 with ODOT. I think that requires a motion.
It's coming up, Rob.
Okay. Then we'll take care of that then.
No, it is. It's right now.
Oh, it is. Okay.
I'll take it in the form of a motion.
And then my other was to formally request the field trip as a body.
I would like to entertain the U.S. Universal Field Service, ODOT plugging first, motion that we talk about the recommendations on the royalty payment to the Osage shareholder.
I make a motion that we follow the superintendent's recommendation of a 1/6 royalty share per the lease agreement on the total amount monetary compensated by the ODOT to compensate the oil companies on two wells. Why am I butchering this? The Solarian number 5, Northeast 172312 in the Ida Barber number 6 on the southeast quarter of 8, 2312, and I make that motion.
I'll second.
Second, I have a motion on the floor by Second Chair Yates, seconded by Councilwoman Harlan, and I won't go into the there whereas, but put it in record of the resolution.
Discussion?
Discussion, please.
This is in response to ODOT's request to plug two wells as a improvement on Highway 11 between Avant and Skytook. It's on that real bad curve. They're wanting to, they found two wells that they're going to, it's going to need to be plugged. They intend to plug these two wells, and then we're requesting that they compensate us. I think their line is that these wells are not being used, so they're not worth anything. But we're saying if they compensated the oil companies to the tune of over $300,000, that we at least get a 1/6 share of that. Because if they're clearly showing that it's worth something.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anything you'd like to add? Second?
Still
second. Any more? Councilman Rebar and Councilman Red Eagle.
Councilman Yates mentioned that these wells weren't producing, and the value I think that this that the ODOT paid these lessees is really not based on future production. I think, and I remember seeing an engineering a report from a petroleum engineer doing an evaluation on this. I don't know who provided that to us, but it really showed that these wells were not producing and didn't have any future production. So the value that they paid those people weren't necessarily based on reserves still left, recoverable reserves left in the ground. It was just a nuisance kind of a payment just to get this thing done.
Right away.
And I had mentioned in a previous meeting that if they were to pay that producer that much money, then that we should at least get our royalty share of that money. And that's what the superintendent has recommended. Mm-hmm. And if the royalty of that lease is 1/6, I think that's a fair amount for us to take 1/6 of what they got paid.
Yes,
I think it's a gift because it's not really any revenue, any reserves that they're going to could have recovered in the future.
Councilman,
call for the questions.
I do have one instance to go. Why don't we look at the value of the well that is producing?
Well, that's true.
Okay. Councilman Reddy.
Yeah, I was just going to agree with you on that, Chairman, that maybe we should look into this a little farther, you know, see if it is.
Well, don't take my cow and then won't pay me after you run off with it.
Yeah. But, you know, we're talking about plugging wells here and plugging wells there, plugging wells everywhere. They're just like Councilman Rebar said, he's an oil man, you know. And there's some of these wells, they may have some oil under there that's incapable of producing sometime in the future.
Well, they are.
That's what this Orphan Well Committee is all about. And we need, you know, I understand the compensation and all that. But sooner or later, we're going to run into the one that might have 90,000 barrels under there, you know, and then they want to plug it. So that's just my point. I think we really need to really deep think this thing before we start plugging every well. Turn around.
Yes, sir. I have a call for the question.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. With that, I'd like to go to item B, PSO line rebuild. Council, this is where they've come in front of us to ask they need a waiver on the permitting. The overview is that they won't be using that much borrow material. They're actually putting up new transformer deliverables, the towers. I don't think we need a resolution right now.
Is it, I see the total here is 229 cubic yards. That's below the threshold, the 5,000 cubic yards that we normally need. So we really don't need a resolution, we just need to forward that to the superintendent with her letter.
Decide
whether it needs to be, or give them a waiver, is that correct?
Yeah, I'd sign it.
Yeah, sign it.
Okay.
And actually, I see that's already being done, and I went ahead and talked to PSO and told them why don't you just leave it on the right of way and crown it up if you can. leave it where it's at, council.
Yeah, just a reminder, we have passed a resolution giving the chairman that authority to go ahead without delay on matters like this, so to keep flow of construction and projects moving quickly.
Yes, sir. I will contact them with a waiver. I'd like to go to 7C, Schroeder Fox, DMD. We had looked at the grant applications that we had also talked to Mr. Mathis, who's directly involved with them. This is a effort which I think that we should look and see if any of the grants are available for us to take in these well logs, digitalization, scanner, etc. Then that's, if we need a motion today for application, or I'd like to at least let the council and some of our group review it and see what they think. Councilman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chair. We did submit a DMD grant for EMDP. I know it's a lot of acronyms.
You got them all right, brother.
We got another one coming, TEDC. And I believe Councilwoman Gray and Harlan are working on that. So I did talk to Daniel Cott. Now, Daniel brought this to us a day before this thing was due. So I talked to, and a couple other items. And I said, we're pretty much marching forward with the directive from the Osage Mineral Council, March 1 directive, which we agreed to do two things. He did say he apologized for not getting to us quicker, but next year he wants to come visit us. He wants to come to send D&D folks to help us scope out what we want to do in the next grant app. So he's willing to his team to come maybe 2 months before it's due, sit down with the entire council and the nation and everybody else to scope out what they're very interested. The other thing he said is we're being real conservative on our
request.
On our request. There's tribes out there hitting them hard and they keep coming to our door, so we've got the resources other tribes don't.
Thank you.
I know they're unique, but they don't have the 1.5 million mineral acres like we do.
So it's got reservation one way. Would you like to ask that do we need to invite them? And what I'm saying is that we have them down to have a consultation with us, not a meeting, not anything of that nature, so we can at least hear this evaluated. Do you have a projection date on that?
I would assume next year.
Would you please entertain contacting them? Because I think we need to have them down earlier to help with your grants and the IEDC grant.
Our grants due May 1st to the nation, but May 15th to TEDC. So it's quick.
Yeah.
But specifically, you're prepared for that.
Oh, yeah.
And that's another reason I want to talk while we have our shareholders here and listening, is that this council has looked at going into these grant applications, and we've been awarded some already. The MIFA is because of our getting dollars for plugging, and I think that we will entertain this the same way. I feel like we're all in full support of having them down.
Could I ask Councilwoman Harlan, do you think it's beneficial for them to come for your May 1 deadline, or do you want to wait till in 6 months and start talking again?
I think what would be beneficial is to do some kind of phone conference with them for this grant, and then to actually have them come down and let's get into the, as Margo would say, the weeds of it.
Okay. Would you like to set that up? I can participate too.
I'll work with you to set it up, and we'll just communicate after the meeting about it.
Okay.
Thank you. I do like the teleconference to help on the application now, and then also setting up consultation date as quick as possible, as long as it's not in
jail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just as a comment, one of the good things is that now that we've been getting into the mode of grants and receivables and working with the nation, that hopefully this one will flow right into, once we're awarded, we feel like we've got a high probability and how we word it and everything, that it's going to be awarded to us. So I'm just saying that for our shareholders who are listening, is that
We can look to do doing our own grants where we only have so much money, but with this extra additional funding, we're going to be able to do more, get more things done. It's a big help for us because of the constraints of the monies that we have.
Thank
you. So I know a lot of people will ask, what does this grant mean? What does it do? And so we're, you know, a big part of this is working on our legislative part and processes.
Thank you.
Business.
Anything you'd like to add?
I'm done. I just
with that,
to
I'd like to assure everyone is that we're going to go after everything we can.
Yep.
Department of Energy, whatever we haven't been applicant for. The driving force for us is we're not under 638 self-governance. As a competitor for these grants, we are going to be allowed with the signature of the chief, the council, you've already taken care of it with this MIFA, is that the nation allows it to pass through us, and we are what they call a direct service element. Right? It goes back to tribal council days, and we have no competition, and no one's older than us. So with that being said, I'd like to move on to the next item. I need a resolution that I'm allowed to take out the last of a PL account over damages at Sand Springs Casino. Before the nation was established in 2006, we had some damages back in my days, tribal, as 2002. What I'd like to do is ask for a motion to take the money residual funds out of 7549701 and move it to another Headright PL account for distribution, and I won't give that name in public.
Okay, I make the motion. So moved.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Gray, seconded by Councilwoman Harlan. Councilman Redcorn.
Call for the question.
Call for the question.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Gates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much. And Council, you've just delivered some more funding. And I do want to interject that we were told also due to the shutdown, there are some funds and monies that didn't make it into this payment that everyone suffered through. So Councilman Redcorn, Red Eagle stole my thunder, but I was going to tell you I got you the money coming in June. So let's enjoy that. OST, this will be delivered in June payments. With that being said, I'd like to go on down to the last agenda item. Under the committee of reevaluation, and before we get into discussion, we're going to send out the new committee forms in which we have established five areas. I'd like to, for you to look at it and decide which ones you feel the best for. Council.
Just to comment on the orphan well, that is a grant application, and I think it needs to stand on its own. And the procurement goes through Candy Thomas and the Nation. They're actually running the grant. They're the point of, I'm the point of contact with
yes, Candy's
the self-governance officer, so we have to adhere to that policy. So
that's correct.
I would like the orphan well to remain on its own.
Council, second chair.
I agree with Councilman Redcorn that the well plugging and the orphan well need to be separate so that to not have any confusion on what their missions are.
Okay.
Thank you.
I see no problem with that. I actually just stuck them together because that's what I was requested to do. Councilwoman Foreman, then Councilman Redigal.
We've not discussed this yet, so I do have a few comments.
You're sitting in committee as you were a while ago. This is just me asking for any comments of reevaluation.
Well, I do have a few comments. On the well plugging committee, I would actually prefer to change that the name of that committee to the production committee, which well plugging, natural gas, or not anything else, but anything that has to do with production, like leases or anything, could go under production, right? Because well plugging is pretty specific. So my only request would be to change that to production. And then on the media committee, someone put Summit under there. The Summit committee is also a separate committee from the Minerals Council Committee. It's independent, has independent volunteers, producers and stuff working on it. So I would recommend that that not even be on this this graph because it's a separate, totally separate committee.
My first draft actually is set under production.
Oh, okay.
And why I'm doing that, and I separated under business development, I agree with council, I can separate the, I was asked to do this. So I just brought, this is only a, an effort, this is not the gospel yet. But I will make those changes, and then we'll bring it and deliver it to our next council meeting and vote on it. We just had a couple little changes in some of our committees, we just wanna make sure it's right. The other is effort is under business development. I left that there because of our future effort.
Chairman?
Yes.
I would like to ask the chairman to bring us back on the April 59th meeting.
Thank you, sir. Table it.
I second his motion to table.
Second. Call for the question, sir. That's my grandchild. I got to go.
Councilwoman Farland?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Graves?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much. Council, we have the last minute meeting minutes.
I move to adopt, to approve the meeting minutes from our last meeting.
Second. Council, I have a second. Motion on the floor by Councilman Harden, seconded by Councilman Redcorn. Call for the question, please.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Abstain.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
I abstain because I wasn't there.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Abstain.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
You weren't.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
She was still voting, my friend.
I listened to it.
Motion passes.
Thank you. With that clarity, I'd like to go on and take a motion to adjournment.
So moved.
We gotta get this passed. I got a motion for our audio.
Yes, they come out of IT.
Yes. Could we ask the councilman to withdraw his motion to adjourn?
I'll withdraw my motion.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate that. Thank you all. IT meeting met yesterday, and you know, we talked about cell sourcing. This one thing that we were needing, as you know, if you guys will go back, you'll see that your furniture is in place, it's put together. If you have any problems with it, like you don't think it's screwed in tight, let us know, because they are coming back to make any adjustments. The other is on Corey's, is that instead of us having to speak so loud so everyone can hear us, the media committee, we approved yesterday to sole source Corey's audio visual services. What it is they're for our monitors for in here and then also in our council committee room, and also so we will have the ability to live stream our meetings. This equipment is already being, this type of equipment is already being used by Congress and also by the Office of the Chiefs. It's a great way for us to get work done and expedite, like we're working on these grants and stuff. It'll be big enough to where we can all see it, and it's just gonna move us along. And so anyway, thank you for all the committee work that we've done on getting all of our office. As you all know, that when we came into office, we didn't have, well, now we got our laptops, our computers, our stuff that we're able to conduct our business. I'm looking for a motion that came out of committee to for a recommendation for a pass. I'll make the motion that we accept Corey's. But there is one thing I do need you to decide on. In this option,
There is, and this was recommended by, you know, Mark Kirk, who was the IT, he's the IT director, director of Robus. He made recommendation to us that we do have, where there's training, and we do have a service agreement. And one service agreement is for $4,580. And then the option three is, it's for $8,624. The difference that I see is that it's just complimentary critical equipment rentals for loaner technology if we so need it. But my recommendation is to go with option two. We could do a standard operate 6-month craftsmanship warranty. It's no additional charge, but if anything goes wrong, and as we all know,
we own it.
Something will go wrong. And so anyway, we're looking for option two. It'll give us a priority response time. Also, they come in here and they install it where we don't have to do any of this stuff. It's going to be all taken care of.
Does that vote for after the 6 months, extended a year
well,
out?
So it's going to be, our total is $68,518.56 with the additional of $4,580 for the 1 year gold service agreement.
Gotta have it.
And I believe that would be safe and take care of our equipment.
Councilman Redd.
Could we put language in there subject to approval of a procurement officer that they have at least look at and make sure our selection meets nation law?
We got the ability to, we did go through that, mm-hmm. and what we got back was it's just like this equipment we got, this is not what we spec'd. They give us what we thought that we should know. And to be quite honest, some of these tables are bowed up. They're not what we was originally what we wanted. We'll notice that when you go over there. Mm-hmm. That was probably some of the problems. We ordered this 9 months ago. We are just now receiving it. That kind of puts us behind the curve while we're trying to do the work that we want to be doing in business. So we had agreed to sole source this at an earlier meeting, and we have a resolution. That's why this is a one sole source agreement that we are not using the nation, but we have checked and we are able to sole source this one thing, and we will probably have it installed within a month.
Council?
I would be able to say yes if the nation's procurement review and with their approval.
Okay. We did discuss this with Chief, and he even had made the recommendation that we, there are some things that we're going to have to sole source. Very few, and I believe as you've come from OMC 1, 2, and 3, and now 4, that there are things that you did not go through procurement. I mean, I will, some of the other ones, like you were on 2 and you've been on all of them. So this is something that we are needing. If not, we're gonna be another 9 months waiting to have a monitor and speakers and audio visual.
Mr. Chair.
Council.
I'll second her motion and call for the question.
We had discussion. Thank you, Chairman. You know, we had to get money from the nation. People don't know that. We had to get money from the nation because we didn't have any furniture. And now these things were updated. And there's a lot of things we were missing, you know, technical wise.
Yeah.
My tech person, some of these people are. So I think it's a good thing whether we go through procurement or whatever we have to do is just get it done.
It would be nice to have that waiver with it. Call for the question. Repeat the motion.
To accept price bid and select the second package. Yeah. Okay. Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Abstain.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Abstain, reasons I abstain.
Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, a housekeeping matter?
Yes.
I noticed that there are individual council members who abstained from approving the minutes, and I have reason to believe it's because they haven't read them yet, and so they don't want to vote on them because they would be voting unknowingly. So my question would be is, I know that these are put on board booklet and council members have a responsibility to get on and read these things. However, every time we come in here, we can't get on our computers. I doubt Mr. St. Clair is going to come over to each of our houses and log us on. So could I ask, St. John, could I ask that the staffs send out the minutes in advance of the meeting so that every council member is noticed and we can have a real vote on what happens?
Yes, ma'am. Directly by email.
Thank you.
Hard copy. I'd like to entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second. I have a motion on the floor. I have a second to adjourn. If I call for the question, my vote's yes.
Councilman Corbin?
Yes.
Councilman Gray?
Yes.
Sure.
No,
Councilman Corbin?
Yes, dear. I need to talk to you about 2 minutes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Let me think about it. Yes.
Yes.
Motion passes.
How are you?
You voted yes.
Did I? Okay.